First lesson is from the prophet Joel, portions of chapter 1 and 2. That which the chewing locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. That which the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And that which the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. The vine is dried up, and the fig languishes, the pomegranate, even the palm tree and the apple tree, all the trees of the field are dried up. For joy is dried up from the sons of man. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame sets flame. For the land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. And he shall not even have deliverance. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so shall they run. As the voice of chariots on the heads of mountains shall they skip, as the voice of a flame of fire that devours the stubble, as a numerous people set in battle array. Yet even now, says the Lord, turn back to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping and wailing. Rend your heart, and not your garments, and return unto the Lord your God. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and of much mercy, and repents of the evil. Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yes, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you the grain and the must and the olive oil, and you shall be satisfied with it. I will no more put you as a reproach among the nations. Fear not, O ground, rejoice and be glad, for the Lord will do great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for your homes of the wilderness bring forth the tender herb, for the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and the vine give their force. And rejoice, you sons of Zion, and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given you the earlier rain for justice, and he will cause the shower to come down for you, the earlier rain and the later rain, in the first month. And the threshing floor shall be full of grain, and the wine presses shall overflow with must and olive oil. And I will repay to you the years that the swarming locust, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust have eaten, my great force which I sent among you. And eating you shall eat, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has done wonders with you. And my people shall not be ashamed to eternity. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall not be ashamed to eternity. Reading further from the Doctrine of Life, number 89. Inasmuch as anyone loves the truth, in the same amount he desires to know it, and in the same amount is affected at heart when he finds it. No one else comes into wisdom. And inasmuch as anyone loves to do the truth, in the same amount he can feel the delight of the light in which the truth is. It is the same with all the other precepts. A person feels the delight of sincerity and justice in the case of one who shuns thefts of every kind. A person feels the delight of chastity and purity in the case of shunning adulteries of every kind. A person feels the delights of love and charity in the case of shunning murders of every kind, and so forth. On the other hand, one who is in the opposites to these heavenly things knows nothing about them, although everything that is truly something is present in them. Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.